News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Welcome back to the Mo Ivory Show here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. 404-892-2703 to join this conversation on this beautiful Thursday in the city of Atlanta. 76 degrees today. Hope you get a chance to get outside at lunchtime. I know I am going to do that. So today, teachers named in the APS cheating scandal investigation could learn their fate at a mandatory meeting. Superintendent Errol Davis sent a letter to all of these teachers and told them that they needed to come to an APS meeting today so they will learn their employment status moving forward. Did you know that under state law, tenured teachers are on administrative leave? They've been getting paid this entire time that they've been out not teaching, and they're actually entitled to a one-year contract extension, which would come up on May 15th if they are not terminated for cause at, I guess, today's meeting. That's what it's all about today. Well, why does the superintendent want to have this meeting prior to May 15th before the extensions happen? Because so far, the school district has spent $6 million in salaries and compensation to 120 teachers who have been on paid administrative leave. And your kid can't get a textbook or a computer. $6 million for 120 teachers to be on leave. Should they continue to get paid? I mean, some say that the whole cheating scandal was a sham, that a lot of teachers got railroaded and there weren't proper investigations done. So maybe they should get paid. Or maybe while the investigation is happening, if they were, a part of it all, maybe they should not get paid. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? It's costing $6 million. They had to replace these teachers to teach kids. So it's an additional amount of money for these teachers to continue to get paid. And basically, come on now, let's be real, it's a vacation. Anytime you're on paid administrative leave, that equals, oh, I get to do my errands during the day. I get to go to the gym. Oh, great. I don't have to have a hairdresser appointment at 6:30 in the evening after my day is over. I can go at 10 a.m. in the morning. You know, all those people that when you walk into Starbucks and you see them just chilling with their computers, you wonder, where do they work? How come they just get to chill at Starbucks in the middle of the day? Maybe they work for APS. 404-892-2703 to join the conversation here on the Mo Ivory Show. Hi, Johannes.
Morning, my sister. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just want to say you're doing an awesome job with the show and the topics, and I'm enjoying being a listener.
Thank you.
But what I want to say is, as a young man that studies history, the more I study, I know for a fact that this election stuff is just a circus. And the more that I study history, I find it harder and harder to have hope in America. It's just like the previous caller stated, who is talking about helping our communities or our people? Nobody is doing that. But yet and still, we continue to believe that these politicians, which are loyal to their constituents only, are going to be the ones to deliver us. So, well, all I want to say is that, you know, we got a lot of Bible believers who call the show, but we fail to realize that in Zechariah chapter 2 and in Isaiah 52, God told us to deliver ourselves. So we're not going to find hope in this American government. It's been proven that no one can show me how have we benefited, you understand, from voting or being a part of this system. So it has to be something else. I mean, it has to be a divine thing that is keeping us from being a part of them. This is why they're not including us. Not because they necessarily don't want to, but because by prophecy, they can't.
So let me ask you this. You don't think there's been any progress?
Well,
none? I mean, we have a black president right now. You don't call that progress?
Well, I don't call it the progress because I know where he's from. And if he
What does that mean?
Well, what I mean is this. I mean, Barack Obama, like he told Anderson Cooper on 360, he said, when he was at the point of no return, he said, I was never a slave, but my wife's people were slaves. So when you understand that, well, really, who is he? He is a true African-American. He is a true African American to the term, because he really is a native of that land. But we are not natives to that land. We're Israelites. So, I mean, if he doesn't do a great job, then all that is going to fall down on us.
Okay,
so when you look at the situation that they placed him in, how can he do any better than what he's been doing? I mean, true indeed, no one is sharp. Barack Obama is sharp. He's smart, and I take nothing away. It's not a personal thing. I take nothing away from him. He's doing what they're telling him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we must question our progress, because there's a difference between the good and the obedient. A lot of things, you can do the right thing the wrong way, and then that's what I think what is happening with us as a people. We're doing some things that are so-called good. When you say good, well, who are they good in the eyes of, man or God? I'm concerned with doing things that are right in the eyes of our God.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you so much for your call. We're talking about, we were just talking about the GOP debate and just the whole crisis of the political climate, and has any progress been made? But we're also talking about the APS teachers who continue to get paid even though they're on paid administrative leave. They have to meet with Superintendent Errol Davis today to find out their fate. If they're not fired, guess what? They'll probably get a contract extension on May 15th, and they'll get paid for another year, which basically amounts to a vacation. 404-892-2703. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Can you turn your radio down?
Yeah.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to talk about the debate, but I'll just hold on that. APS. I hope that we can frame correctly. You know.
Okay, I'm having a hard time, Jay, with your phone. Are you on speaker, or I need you to pick up the line or give us a call back?
No, I'm not on a speaker.
Oh, okay, that's much better. Go ahead.
Okay. My problem is that every time that you mention this, you talk about how the teachers are being paid and all that sort of stuff, you know, then someone mentioned, that's all because of a contract. But I think that the reason that, you should point out that the reason the county's lost $6 million is because of the decision to fire them and to take them out of the classroom.
Well, to take them out of the classroom. They haven't been fired.
To put them on administrative leave.
Okay.
Now, we have to be fair. You know, these people have not been found guilty of anything. They've just been accused. And so we have to be consistent and recognize that when we start saying that, provide ultimate punishment to people, even though they have not been judged guilty, there's a problem with that. And so, I mean, I think that the people that are found ultimately to have done wrong, they should be punished. But that's not the case at this point. So the decision should be, when we talk about the problem that has been created because these people are not in the classroom and they're drawing away funds from the county, we should focus that is not the cause of all those people.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jay, for your call. It's Mo Ivory here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Atlanta.
Two helicopters collided in the night during a training at a range that was north of Yuma. The Marine